caught a shooting star and named it She. Somehow, this celestial seed had evaded me for centuries. Its distant light inviting, I confide of private memories, had chased her through my wildest dreams, made great haste in making known that I would scout the universe with formerly untold devout to find this bygone soul and take her home with me. Over course of many lives, my widened eyes had grown so weary, nearly didn't make it to the ball. This masquerade was masked, a dance of decadent desire, wanton in its virgin ache to purge the fire from naked fall, making brisk example of all those opposed to cruel charade, honesty, a policy that honestly had no real place, an endless sea of unbeknownst dependency, these eyes without a face. The ballroom then spun wildly, for I knew not how to learn of she, through woods and trees from here to there, yet nowhere near the clearing of eternity. A time was very clearly near conceded of its certainty, burdened be the corset of remorse for cautions past. This wasn't the first costume ball, and neither was it primed to call last dance. Shyly I advanced through whirling sprawl of prying eyes, searching for a diamond midst horizon of disguises, enterprising solely to console my inner sight, for underneath one solitary cloud hid silver lining, so many lives had been bequeathed to see this kind star shining, reclining in the splendour of the naked flame entwining with her own. If only she could make it so, then I would most politely bid her hand to take her home with me. Braid each day tonight, and lounge with blithe beneath the tiny shaded oak. Intimate by way of souls in crystalline, shooting stars colliding as they glide, a timeless zip line with the line of sight that only love proposes to inscribe. A brace of thoughtful rovers on set course for supernova, exploding into new star born of infinite design. The signature of time and space would fade away the one fine day that two once famed paraded single file yet side by side. My only wish to catch this shooting star and take her home with me. If only she could see me in the steep of her reflection, then we would lead divinest intervention. It was then she caught my eye, in very corner of my labyrinthine mind. I hadn't seen more handsome beast in all my life, or indeed any other left behind. A spatial brace of diamonds sparkled bright before my grateful own, knew we were already home, made great haste in making known that only she and I could ever hope or dream of openly proceeding through the labyrinthine corners of our minds. Then take the boldest leap of all, fall through atrium of space and time. Wake up, face. facing looking glass and glance unique reflection. Eventually, she verily placed tiny hands in mine. Home is where a brace of starry eyes didst bleed divinest intervention.